This episode of Think Write Revise is brought to you by Prolific, my new virtual community for academic writers. When you join the Prolific community, you'll get immediate access to exclusive events and conversations about academic writing and publication that you won't find anywhere else. You'll also find a community of thoughtful academic writers who want to learn from one another's experience, helpful and practical resources curated into a private library accessible only to Prolific members, accountability structures to help you accomplish your daily, weekly, quarterly, and annual publication goals and writing tasks, a space to ask questions, share challenges, and gather tips and suggestions that will help you write more and better, and consistent posts that will inspire you, spark thought-provoking conversations, and offer expert perspectives and advice on academic writing and publication each and every day. Learn more about Prolific and sign up for your free 2-week trial at prolific.mn.co. You're listening to Think, Write, Revise, episode 105. Hey there, and welcome to Think, Write, Revise, a podcast that offers a peek behind the scenes of a productive writing life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to talk about the Pomodoro technique. And I'm kind of surprised that I haven't already talked about this on the show. It's a pretty common technique. I've known about it for years, but recently it's been coming up a lot in my writing group sessions when I'm talking with the people who are participating, and some people know about it and some people don't. So I think it's a great thing to just introduce to you if you've never heard of it. If you have heard of it, but you haven't tried it in a while, it could be something that might boost your writing a little bit. So first, what is it? The Pomodoro technique. Pomodoro means tomato in Italian, and it's based on someone who came up with this idea of creating work intervals. And the work intervals are basically 25 minutes with 5-minute breaks. And one 25-minute, 5-minute break session is called a Pomodoro. And it's based on the person who created it used an egg timer in the shape of a tomato. And so that's why they called it that. And so the idea is you would do 4 Pomodoros that are roughly 30 minutes each, broken out into that 25-minute work session and the 5-minute break. And then you would take a little bit of a longer break of maybe 15 to 30 minutes and then start again if you were going to do more Pomodoros. So this is a really good technique for people who struggle to work for long periods of time, either because of overwhelm, like you're just not sure what you would fill that time with, or it just you don't want to start, like it just feels unmotivating to know you're going to sit down and work for 3 hours. I think it's also a good thing for people who need to get up and move around or who just kind of fall into that flow state and end up, you know, sitting on their couch for 4 hours. I am certainly guilty of this. And so it's a good kind of reminder to kind of get up and move around. But there are a lot of other really good benefits, I think, of the Pomodoro technique. And here are just a few. One, I think, is that you end up getting kind of primed by the timer. And so when you set the timer, after you've gotten used to doing Pomodoros, it's like your brain is like, oh, we're in work mode now. I see the timer being set, and I know that it's time to focus and do work for the next 25 minutes. So in the same way that if you were to play a piece of music all the time when you're writing, or you were to have a certain candle smell, you know, you're kind of priming yourself and your senses to get down to work. So I think that that's a great use of the Pomodoro, and you can use the timer on your phone. You can use, you know, a tomato egg timer. There's all different kinds of ways you could do it that would kind of help to prime you if you do it the same way each time. I also think that anytime you set a timer, whether it's for 25 minutes, I sometimes will do it for an hour, you know, if I'm just trying to sit down and get a few things done, you create a sense of urgency because you're like, okay, I'm trying to get as much done as I can during this time period before the timer goes off. And it's not necessarily just kind of logging the time, like you focus more on the task. And sometimes I think when people set a certain time goal for the week, like if you're not really in a phase of your writing where you can do like word count goals because maybe you're not producing as many words, you're more in a revision stage or something like that, some people will go and set their goals by a to-do list, but they find it hard to say, well, I'm going to work 10 hours this week on this project. It might be easier to think about that you want to use Pomodoros as kind of your way of measurement. And that can help, I think, with that sense of urgency, because saying that you have a huge amount of time, like 10 hours, doesn't feel like it's urgent. But saying you have a 25-minute window in which to get something done helps you to kind of have that sense of urgency. I also think that Pomodoros are a great way to practice stopping in the middle of something, because once that timer goes off, you're supposed to stop and take a break. And this is something that I hear from a lot of people, that they do not like to work in small increments of time. They want to have multiple hours to devote to a project. But this is one way of practicing, you know, you're in the middle of something and you're going to stop and you're going to rest for like 5 minutes. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to stop thinking about it, and you can get up and stretch and kind of move around, refill your tea, you know, that kind of thing. But it gets you in the mode of, my work times can have incremental breaks, and I can still keep working after that point. Now, I think what you do with that 5 minutes, you have to be a little bit careful. Like if you jump on social media, you can get sucked into a little bit of a black hole. You want to be, you know, a little bit cautious about that. But this idea of kind of training the brain to pause and get kind of refreshed or rested, even for 5 minutes, is a really important thing. I also think on the other side of that, because this is always what happens to me in Pomodoros, is you can become accustomed to this idea of, well, just another couple of minutes. And it kind of trains you to like your writing, to want to be engaged in your writing, because what always happens to me when that Pomodoro timer goes off, when I'm using this technique, is I'll be like, oh, I just have to finish my thought. You know, like, give me just a couple more minutes. I have a couple more words to say. And, you know, then maybe 15 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I finished that. So I don't always stick to the 25 minutes, especially if I have more time. It is not uncommon for me to want to keep going. And so this is something that I think, if you're not someone who typically has that feeling, it's a good thing to kind of train your brain into this idea of always wanting more. And the Pomodoro technique is a great way to do that, because it's kind of pausing you and making you think like, oh, I have to stop. And then your brain's like, but I don't want to stop. And when it comes to your writing, that is a great feeling to have, this feeling of always wanting to get back to it. And the Pomodoro technique is great, I think, in terms of helping you to practice that. The other thing I think the Pomodoro technique is really helpful in helping especially beginner writers to do is to plan in 25-minute batches and to think about your tasks as, well, what could I get done in a 25-minute period of time, or maybe in two 25-minute periods of time? And right now, in one of my writing groups, I'm working with someone who is dissertating, and she started to kind of do her granular to-do lists of what she wanted to get done. And then she would say, well, how many Pomodoros do I think that would take? Because this is a technique she's kind of experimenting with. And so she would divide up her to-do list by the Pomodoros. And she would say, well, I think that this would take roughly this many Pomodoros. And then she would be able to look at her calendar and say, okay, I think I can fit this many Pomodoros into this part of my day. So she was assigning the tasks time and then scheduling those into her calendar. Now, this is really helpful, I think, especially for beginning writers who don't know how long certain things are going to take. And so if you estimate it by Pomodoros and then you're off by like one Pomodoro, or you end up getting it done early, it's a really good measurement of time to know roughly how far you either like underestimated, overestimated, or got a task just right in terms of how long it's going to be. And this is something that I think really keeps people from moving forward with their writing, because they'll say, well, I know this is going to take me a couple of hours and I don't have a couple of hours. And then they'll sit down and do it and it'll be done in like 20 minutes. We can be off in terms of how long we think something is going to take. So the Pomodoro technique is a great way to kind of get yourself into a mode of thinking really carefully about how long certain tasks are taking that are on your plate. So the other thing that I think is really helpful about Pomodoros is what I just mentioned, and that's the idea of assigning a certain number of Pomodoros, or some people call them POMs, per day or per week. And this is a great technique if you're not like one of those people who wants to say, I'm going to work 10 hours on this project, and that just feels like an unattainable goal. You might say, I want to hit, you know, 10 Pomodoros this week, which is going to be, you know, a certain amount of hours of time that you're going to be working. It's like, you know, 5 hours of time. So if you want to then look at your calendar and say, well, how many Pomodoros can I do per day? Or, you know, Wednesday afternoon looks open. I think I could do 5 Pomodoros that afternoon. You can kind of start to have a better estimate of your calendar and when you can actually get the work done. And also, I think Pomodoros are a great thing to cross off your list in the same way that you're going to say, for example, I'm going to drink 8 glasses of water per day, and you can kind of check that off. If you want to have a certain number of Pomodoros per day or per week, it's something you can kind of easily check off in your planner or on your calendar. So it's a great way to make progress with your writing without having a specific time goal necessarily or a specific word count goal. But you know that you're kind of plugging away because you're having these focus sessions with your writing. Now, I also want to be clear, as I'm kind of closing this out, that Pomodoros do not just have to be used for actual writing. So if you're doing research, if you're downloading articles to be read later, if you're going over your citations and revision work, I mean, there's lots of different things you can use Pomodoros for. I think I've said most frequently in this episode that you can use them for actual writing. But of course, any task related to your writing could be fit into a Pomodoro. So, of course, I would love to hear if you are using the Pomodoro technique or if you've never heard of it and you want to try it out, definitely tell me how it goes. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work. You can tweet to me at katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder. Or you can always write me a letter at Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. I always love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of Think, Write, Revise. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Think, Write, Revise is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.